On this day, the world celebrates workers. But nearly 150 years ago, one worker built something that still puzzles engineers today. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And before we dive in, I want to let you know that we have a wonderful website full of spiritual resources, novenas, and articles to help you grow in faith. You can find a link in the description below. Now let's dive into today's story. Today, the church celebrates the feast of Saint Joseph the Worker, a feast that emphasizes the dignity and spiritual value of human labor. Now, interestingly, this feast was established by Pope Pius XII in 1955 as a direct response to the growing influence of secular and communist May Day celebrations. You see, by the 20th century, May 1st had become widely recognized as International Workers' Day, a holiday promoted by socialist and communist movements as a way of celebrating labor and workers' rights. Pope Pius XII wanted to give that day a new meaning, so he did something bold. He gave May 1st a religious meaning. He wanted to counter the ideology of Marxist communism, an ideology that reduces human value to mere usefulness to the state. He wanted to remind the faithful that true fulfillment in work is found in serving God, not the state for its own sake. And Saint Joseph stands before us as a perfect model of this. A humble carpenter, a father who worked with his hands to provide for his family, serving God himself with his labor. But this brings me to what I actually wanted to share with you today. Some of you may have heard this story before, but it bears repeating. It's the story of the miraculous staircase in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The story begins in 1950 with Jean-Baptiste Lamy, the first archbishop of the newly established Santa Fe territory. He envisioned providing Catholic education for the young women of the region and reached out to the Sisters of Loreto in Kentucky for help. In response, a group of seven brave sisters embarked on a journey by wagon in 1852. The nearly 1,500-mile trip was full of danger, disease, exhaustion, unfamiliar and even hostile territory. One of the sisters died of cholera along the way, and another became too ill to continue. But despite the hardships, the remaining five sisters arrived in Santa Fe that same year. Those five sisters founded the Loreto Academy in 1853, a girls' school that would flourish for over a century. By 1873, the academy had grown, and the sisters wanted a proper chapel. Archbishop Lamy, who was already overseeing the construction of the nearby cathedral, decided that the same team should build the chapel as well. The design of the Loreto Chapel was based on his favorite chapel in Paris. Its construction was a monumental undertaking. Local sandstone, soaring spires, and beautiful stained glass windows were transported all the way from France. It was the first of its kind west of the Mississippi. After 5 years of work, the chapel was completed and consecrated in 1878. However, and this is where our story really begins, the chapel had a significant problem. There was no way to access the choir loft. It stood more than 6 meters above the ground, too high and too risky for an ordinary ladder. The sisters consulted numerous carpenters, but they all said the same thing. There was no way to build a staircase without taking up the already limited seating area. According to the traditional account, the sisters began a novena to Saint Joseph asking for his intercession. And on the ninth and final day of the novena, a carpenter arrived. He arrived with a donkey and a small toolbox, looking for work. Without even asking his name, the sisters hired him. After 6 months of working alone and with only a small collection of rudimentary tools, he built a magnificent spiral staircase unlike anything the world has seen. The staircase is a marvel of engineering. It makes two complete 360-degree turns. It has no center pole for support. It was constructed with wooden pegs instead of nails. It consists of 33 steps, the age of Christ at his death. The type of wood used has been identified as a rare spruce, not native to New Mexico. After completing his work, the carpenter vanished without seeking payment. When the sisters tried to find him to thank and pay him, he was nowhere to be found. The head of the sisters even went to the local lumber yard to pay, at least for the wood, but they knew nothing of the matter. The sisters came to believe what many still believe today, that it was Saint Joseph himself sent an answer to their prayers. Now, the Holy Mother Church is always cautious about making pronouncements concerning things of a supernatural nature, and nothing definite has been officially declared about the staircase. But for those with eyes to see, this is no ordinary piece of carpentry. And so, as we celebrate the feast of Saint Joseph the Worker, let us ask for the grace to see our own work not merely as something we must do, but as something we can offer to God, and through it grow in holiness. Wishing you all a blessed feast day. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.